Para los que hablan en español, Proverbios 1:7. A sermon entitled The Fear of the Lord. Proverbs 1:7, the Word of God says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." The fear of the Lord. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we come to you. We ask you to guide my life, God, this morning. Use me as an instrument for your praise. I pray your anointing, God, be upon my life this morning as I proclaim your word. Let them, God, land, God, where you desire for people's lives. I pray help us, Father, as our confidence is upon you. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. A man was driving down the highway when he had a flat tire. He pulled off the side of the road and he began to try to change it. He just happened to be right in front of a mental hospital. A man was a patient at the mental hospital. A patient at a mental hospital was standing at the fence. He didn't say anything. He just stood there and watched the man who had the flat, he saw as the man began to start taking the tire off. He took off each of the lug nuts and put it inside the hubcap so he wouldn't lose them. When he started taking off the tire, he accidentally hit the hubcap that held the lug nuts. The hubcap tipped over and all the lug nuts went down into the sewer drain. Now he didn't know what to do. The man standing at the fence now spoke, "Why don't you take one lug nut off of each of the other three tires and put it on that one? This will be enough to get you down the road where you can buy some new lug nuts." The man that was changing the tire looked at him with amazement. Why didn't he think of that? He said, "You're in the mental hospital and I'm out here, but you're the one who thought to do that." The man at the fence said, "I might be crazy, but I'm not stupid." See, this morning, we don't like the word stupid. How many know that? That's not a good word to be able to say. We don't like to be, amen, called that. It makes us feel less. It makes us feel, amen, there is something wrong with us if people say that to us. But the word has another word, amen, that it says full. The Word of God has a lot to say this morning about fools. The word full, amen, and variants thereof appear in 79 different verses of the book of Proverbs alone. The word wise and wisdom appear in 111 different verses. That means that nearly a quarter of the book of Proverbs is directly addressing two topics, fools and wise. In Proverbs, having the lack of wisdom is called foolishness. The Word of God tells you and I this morning how you and I can be foolish. Listen, can I tell you? You and I can be foolish many of times. Proverbs 1:7, it sets up the stage for what follows, amen, throughout the book of Proverbs. It is the groundwork. It is the measuring stick, amen. It is there to be able to measure the potential of, or it helps you and I to measure the potential of how to be wise. But it also is there, amen, to measure the potential of how to be foolish. And it tells you and I, amen, to move the sector from being foolish to now being wise and full of wisdom. The fear of the Lord, the Bible says, is the beginning of true knowledge. It gives you and I the starting point if we want knowledge and wisdom in our lives. There are some versions, different versions of the Word of God that use different words as a foundation, where others use, amen, different things like beginning. The word foundation is defined as of the first order or most important. The starting point, that is for foundation. The right place to start. The capstone, the essence, the beginning. In other words, the what precedes or comes before the foundation is the essence of the most important of what is to follow. What follows foundation is knowledge. Knowledge is defined as perception, discernment, awareness, understanding. This morning, it is very similar to the last few words, amen, of the verse, amen, of the words, of the verse wisdom and discipline. The words wisdom and discipline. The word knowledge relates to everything in our lives, folks, this morning. It is how you and I view life. It is how we understand life. It is how we live our lives. If you and I this morning want to live properly in the fullness of God, we need what the Bible says is the starting point. How many know that if you and I are going to do anything in life, we have to be able to get a good start? We did the baby presentation this morning. Because what we are hoping and believing God for is that as we bring these kids before God, that their lives would have a good beginning, a good starting point, a good foundation. We need to be able to see that their lives, amen, and our lives and the lives of people have a good start. There's another word that is in this verse, amen, in Proverbs 1 verse 7. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. How many, can be able to say, I want, amen, knowledge in my life? There's a word that is interjected that is only three letters. Can anybody tell me what it is? The word is but. That word, amen, whenever you see that word in the Bible, it's going to bring a contrast. It says, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. See, a person who has the first part will not be, amen, like the second part, because it is a contrast one from the other. One is wise and the other is foolish. It is not the same thing, but there's that three-letter word that says there's an interjection of something that is going to be different or contrast. And when we see that, we're like, okay, so there's going to be the good news, and then there's going to be the not so good news. Because fools despise wisdom and instruction. See, what is in contrast to the person who knows they know how to live life properly, that they don't know how to live life properly and fully. See, a fool, the Latin word for this, foolish is insanum, insanum. A person who does not have what is full of life is a fool, folks. The word fool means arrogant, self-willed. So what makes the difference between someone who has a right foundation for life and a fool is the fear of the Lord. See, the fear of the Lord makes the difference between, amen, a meaningful life and a foolish life. What is the meaning of the phrase, the fear of the Lord? See, that phrase does not have to, it does not mean where you are scared or you are frightened. Because how many know that if you are scared of God or frightened of God, you're not going to want to come to God. Amen? So it does not mean that you are scared or frightened. It means the awe of God. The reverence of God, the obedience, the respect, the submission. It means to give God his proper place in everything in our lives. Does God have that? If he does not have that, can I tell you, amen, then our lives are probably not, amen, there. And we are there struggling with the fear of God in our lives. If we want to know the most important, amen, thing about life, it starts with fearing the Lord. In other words, having the reverence, the obedience, the respect. It means that he is in his place in everything in our lives. When we are in the awe of the Lord, you and I understand that God is the greatest and there is nothing else but him. He is the most important. When we have reverence, we will understand that God is holy and worthy and worthy. When we are in obedience to the Lord, we will know that God's will is the most important, amen, even more important than our will. When we are in respect, we know that God deserves all that we have and are. In submission, we will know that God is greater than anything else in life, anywhere. When we fear the Lord, our lives are not wasted on foolish things, but on the things that make an eternal impact. That's the full meaning, folks, this morning of the fear of the Lord. See, throughout the Bible, we are told one thing. To fear the Lord. Luke 12 verse 4. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those things who kill the body and after that have nothing more than they can do. Matthew 10:31. Fear or not, therefore you are more valuable than any sparrows. Luke 12:32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. There is one thing, amen, or a person that you and I this morning should fear. And that is, listen, you should not fear mama or dad more than the Lord. You should not fear your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend more than the Lord. The Lord should be the one, amen, that is reverenced, the one that is above all things. He is the one that you and I should be submitted to most of all. The most important reason we are to fear the Lord is whatever, amen, is that whatever we fear is what controlled us. If you are scared of the dark, darkness controls you. And we run from it because we got the kukui there. For those that don't know what the kukui is, the boogeyman. If we are scared of other people, amen, they have control over us and we will cower, amen, down to them. If we are scared of failure, listen to me. Failure this morning controls us. And whenever, amen, we attempt something in life, we go into it as not if we are going to achieve or accomplish, but we're just waiting for the failures in our lives because that's all we've ever done. And if that's what we fear, listen to me, if that's what we are scared of, amen, we never tried to attempt anything in life because my life is a total failure. And that's what I've always done. If we are scared of rejection, rejection controls us, and you and I will never, amen, step out fully in faith. If we are scared of being insignificant, that controls us, and we become obsessed with ourselves. If we are scared of death, amen, death controls you and I this morning. Every single one of these fears that I've, amen, gave, it can keep you and I awake at night and drain our lives away drip by drip, step by step. But when you and I fear God, we are no longer bound by any other fear. 1 John 4:18 tells you and I, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with the punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. There's a quote that says, one man said, we discover that perfect love casts out all fears. Not even God will hold or control us by fear. When we fear him, we, in essence, we begin to live a life where we are fearless. It allows you and I, and it begins to make an impact, a greater impact in our lives, because no longer are we, amen, controlled or directed or guided by fear, amen, the fear that is there to destroy and direct our lives towards somewhere else. But, amen, the essence or the reverence or the honor, the respect, amen, the submission to God now directs us to have a fearless life. We fear him, we trust him, we give him his place in our lives, and his perfect love will drive every fear that you and I have in our lives away. Let me ask you this morning, what do you fear? Amen? Because can I tell you, if the fear of God is not in our lives, then something in our life is directing us to fear something. What are you fearing? Let me read 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with the punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. God is there to be able to run out those things, amen, which are causing you and I to drift away from the things of God. See, when you fear death this morning, and you are afraid, God, I don't want to do this. See, God is able to tell you, you are not going to die the death that you think, but you are going to continue and have eternal life. See, this morning, if you fear being insignificant, God will give you the opportunity to make a difference this morning where it'll be impactful. If you fear your failures, God says, you cannot fail. Because I am with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. See, if you fear rejection, John 6:37 says, all that the Father gives me will come to me. And whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. What are you afraid of? What do you fear that is just keeping you? It's like if they put a vice on your chair and you're like, Pastor, I can't do nothing. You're like there and you're trying to move and you're trying to do something and it's like, I'm trying, but every time I... See, when I was young at one point in life. I know many people probably like, man, you're old. But at one point, I was like these little kids that are running around here. And I was a very, if you think I'm outgoing now, I was really outgoing. Five little kids got on a donkey. And we got on a donkey there in Mexico. Amen. The roads are not paved with pavement. They're not paved with gravel. Amen. They are paved. The reason why you're able to drive is because they got rocks and then they throw sand in between them. And that keeps you're riding around. But that's because the rocks are there and that's the way the roads were at the time. Now they're different. Amen. I'm talking in the early 70s, folks. Amen. Hallelujah. That was back when the wheels were square. Glory to God. Amen. But Mark understands that. Mark knows that. Glory to God. Amen. But listen, five little kids got on a donkey. I'm all the way in the front. There's three friends and then my brother's in the back. My brother hits the donkey in the back. The donkey starts bucking and they jump off and I'm there holding on. And I'm like, man, these other guys jumped off, but they jumped off and I'm still holding on. And I get thrown off. And that's why now you can see that my hand is crooked. It broke my elbow when I landed and they were going to amputate. But because I lived with my aunt, said, I cannot be responsible for the amputation of his elbow from the elbow down, his arm from the elbow down. So you have to be able to do whatever you can. So they did the surgery and I'm heading somewhere, folks. And after they did the surgery, my aunt says, there's a demand that now I have to pay for God healing my nephew. Which I was like her son because she wanted to adopt me. So we went to a church there in the state of Michoacan. And the way that you would enter is you would dance, right? So, but it seemed like forever because, listen, you would take one step forward and take two steps back. And I'm saying to myself, I'm young. I'm only 5 years old, but I'm never going to get to the front. Amen? Because I'm taking one step forward, folks, but you're taking two steps back. And in my mind, I'm thinking, how am I ever going? That's the way many of people do today. You're taking you want to take one step forward, but fear grips your life. Grip fears your life. And now because fear has gripped you, you're taking two steps back and you're saying to yourself, how am I ever going to reach the full potential of God? You need breakthrough this morning. Amen. It's not the fear that you are to fear God in a fear of being scared. Amen. It is the reverence. And when you have that, that is the beginning of knowledge this morning. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. How can I do anything for God? I've been rejected. I've been a failure. I've been messed up. I've been hurt. I'm scared. There's fear in my life. I can't do nothing. That's what the devil of the world has placed upon our lives for so long. And that's why you are in the place that you are right now. If that's you right now, this morning, you want to surrender your life to God. You want to give your life to Jesus this morning. You would do something. You want to change the course of your life. You no longer want to go through that same road. You need a change. It starts this morning. It starts with you having a different mindset. With you now inviting Jesus into your life. You're here this morning. You've heard about Jesus, but you've never invited Jesus into your life. And that be you. Would you raise your hand? All we want to do is pray for you. That's all we want to do. We're not going to put you in front of the mic. We just want to pray for you. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. You want to surrender your heart to the Lord. You want to give Jesus an opportunity in your life. Pastor, here's my hand. Maybe you're a backslider. And you once gave your life to Jesus, but circumstances came upon your life. Things changed. You made a decision. It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You want to change the course of your life. Would you simply do one thing, folks? Just lift up your hand. You're backslidden. You're away from God. You need something different to begin in your life. Would you raise your hand? Church, let me speak to you this morning. You're like that illustration I gave. You take one step forward and you think, I'm going in the right direction. But then you take a few steps back because there are things that grip your heart and grip your life. Pastor, I can't seem to figure these things out. Pastor, I can't seem to be able to get a grip on these things. It says, but fools despise wisdom and instruction this morning. You're tired. You need a change in your life. You're taking one step forward. And then you're taking steps back and you're like, when am I ever going to be able? Listen, in God, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. In Christ, not in ourselves, in Jesus. You've tried things. You failed. You've been rejected. You've done all these things. Can we interject Jesus into life and say, God, the only way that I'm going to change, the only way that I'm going to stay saved, the only way that I'm going to continue living for you, God, is if I have the fear of the Lord upon my life. Not the fear of being scared or frightened, but the awe and respect for God that your life is not a waste. God is with you to protect you, to guide you, to order your steps this morning. And that's what Jesus is able to do for you. As you now hold on to Jesus and allow him to guide your life, the altar is open. Come, lay hold of God this morning. The altar is the place to come and offer yourselves this morning. We open up the altar, amen, for you to be able to say, God, I need help in my life. Listen, can I tell you? I need help in my life. Before I preach this to you, I preach it to myself. God, I need to be able to go forward in my walk with you, God. God, failures, rejection, fears, amen. All these other things that grip my life and don't let me move forward, God. I'm going to place them down. I'm going to put them aside and I'm going to begin to trust. I'm going to begin to give myself. I'm going to begin to, fully submit myself to you, God. I'm going to give you everything. Because God, without you, I can do nothing. Or not nothing that'll be meaningful in life. You know, I tried, folks, to stop drinking. I tried all these things. But my flesh, amen, though the spirit is willing, my flesh was weak. And it constantly gave itself into those things that my flesh craved. And until Jesus came into my life, my life truly began to change. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch her right now. Help her, God. God, give her complete a breakthrough, Father. Help her, God. I pray, be her strength right now in the name of Jesus. Protect, minister, comfort, grace and mercy, God. We thank you, Father. We ask you right now, God, that you would touch her. Let her know her worth, God, that she is precious. In your sight right now in Jesus' name. Folks, God has a great plan for our lives. God does. The only way that you and I are going to be able to know, that we are going to be able to know, is if, we allow this verse to be the foundation of our lives. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. As we trust and believe God, we move forward in what God has for you and I this morning. Amen? We can make it for God. You can make it 1 year, 2 years, 5, 10, 15, 20, your life. If you would have told me I would be going on 27 years of being saved, I would have said, you're insane. But can I tell you, you know what I had to do? I had to wake up one day at a time and say, you know what? Today, I choose to stay saved. What happened yesterday? God, I choose today to stay saved. And then A week went by. A month went by. A year went by, and I was like, man, I can do this. It's not just going to be when I'm at church thing. It's going to be that now it's my life thing. It's going to be my life. 5 years went by. I said, I can do this. 10 years went by, and now I'm going on 27. I'm almost going to cross over the tipping point of my years in salvation compared to my years as a sinner. Because I was 28 years old when I surrendered my life to Christ. That's going to be a happy occasion. We're going to have steak that day. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to have carne asada because we're going to celebrate. Amen. Glory. You can make it for God. You can make it. You can make it for God. Longer than just one day. Because you're good when you're in church, but then you got to face the world outside the church. And that's when it becomes a problem. Amen. Listen, we say that. That's when it becomes a problem. You can make it. Where you don't have to face those problems. You don't have to face those circumstances. Because you are saved. And if you're saved, Jesus goes with you wherever you go. So you're saved. You're not just saved when you come to church. You're saved in your life. And you can make it for God. Amen. Hallelujah. Anton, why don't you close us in prayer?